local real estate today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Mary Gilbert, local real estate expert, on the phone with us. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, everyone.
Well, first of all, could you give us a rundown of what's been happening in the last 7 days in Douglas County real estate?
Absolutely, Kyle. You know, we're going to dive in today and get all the latest updates on real estate market activity, mortgage rates, and then we're going to educate buyers and sellers on what this means for them in terms of reduced mortgage rates and multiple offer scenarios. So let's get started. In the last 7 days, we saw two coming soon, not showing listings. One is in Roseburg. Another listing is coming soon in Reedsport. And what this means are these are listings that are generating anticipation of coming on the market. And once they go active, buyers better be ready to get in there and look at them and get the offers coming in.
Wow. What about listings right now that are new?
New listings, yeah, we're still seeing some properties come on the market. We had 29 properties hit the market in the last 7 days. One of these was a fantastic restaurant business opportunity in Sutherland, along with five land parcels. A multifamily property came on the market in Myrtle Creek, and guess what? 22 of those new listings were new homes or new home listings coming on the market.
Wow, that's a lot of activity in 1 week. What about price points? Anything that caught your attention?
So absolutely, Kyle. Again, the most affordable home that hit the market was listed for $29,500, and that is for a home and a park in Reedsport, Oregon. On the other end of the spectrum, our highest price listing that came on the market this week is a home in Dixonville on a couple of acres that's listed at $619,900. So we truly have something for everyone.
You know, it's interesting to see. I saw the ad for that Dixonville property, 2,300 square feet. And kind of some wide open space. It does certainly look attractive to a lot of people. And it really shows some diversity in the market. Now, you mentioned listings that came back on the market. Tell us what that means.
Yeah, so we had eight listings last week that came back on the market. So these are properties that either had a failed sale or they possibly expired without being sold previously. So it's always interesting to see these properties get a second chance or sometimes even a third chance at coming back on the market and getting it sold.
Now, you mentioned price changes earlier. How significant are they in our current market?
Well, we also saw 28 properties with price changes this last week. And generally, we're observing these price changes when properties aren't receiving the desired level of showing activities or they're not getting the offers. So, you know, traditionally, if a property has minimal showings or offers, it could mean it's overpriced by 6 to 12%. Likewise, if a property is getting a reasonable number of showings but no offers, it could be overpriced by 4 to 6%.
Now, that's good to know. What about pending sales? How does that compare to the new listings in the county?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. In the last 7 days, Kyle, we had 29 listings go pending, which is exactly the same number as the number of new listings that came on the market. So this healthy ratio indicates that pending activity is just as active as new listings. It's great news for sellers, but it means inventory remains low for buyers, which makes it a competitive market for buyers.
Well, so it seems like the market is really thriving now. What about closed sales in the past week?
So closed sales in the last 7 days, you know what? We saw closed sales outperform new listings and pending sales. We had 31 properties reported at MLS as sold. So it's a great sign that properties are going under contract and closing. What's even more interesting is that these new listings, pending sales, and closed sales numbers are all quite similar. So it's an indication that there's no lag in pendings or closing compared to what's getting listed. And it's a very clear indication that the market in Douglas County is active.
And with this high level of activity, what does that mean for buyers and sellers in the area?
Gosh, you know, Kyle, so for buyers, it means that they need to be prepared to act quickly when they find a property they're interested in. With the strong market activity, we're starting to see multiple offer scenarios right now. And so having financing in place and being ready to make a competitive offer is crucial. And in regards to sellers, definitely an opportune time to list properties. There's a high demand, limited inventory, well-priced homes are selling quickly and often attracting multiple offers. And sellers, you guys can take advantage of these market conditions right now to maximize your return.
So the market definitely buzzing with activity. Now, for buyers, how can they navigate a market that's clearly competitive and increase their chances of having their offer be the one that's accepted?
Yeah, well, I've got 9 tips here for buyers that are trying to stand out in a competitive market and get a house secured. Number one, and so important, get pre-approved for a mortgage, right? When you write that offer, having a pre-approval letter shows sellers that you're serious and you're qualified, and it gives you an advantage over other buyers. Number two, work with an experienced real estate agent. The knowledge and guidance can be invaluable when crafting a strong offer. 3, move quickly. Time is of the essence in a competitive market, so be prepared to act swiftly. 4, know the market. Offer a competitive price, right? Research the market to determine fair value and make an enticing offer. 5, I've seen buyers including escalation clauses. It's crazy to think in January we are seeing escalation clauses, but I am seeing this. And it allows your offer to automatically increase if another buyer submits a higher offer. 6, write a personal letter. Sometimes these letters can make a difference in the decision-making process of a seller. 7, be flexible with your contingencies. The more flexible you can be, the more attractive your offer will be to sellers. 8, be prepared to negotiate. In multiple offer scenarios, negotiation skills can be key. And 9, this is get your offer in before the weekend. Many buyers are waiting to look at properties until Friday or the weekend. If you can get your offer in early in the week and accepted before the mad rush of showings over the weekend, you can avoid getting in a multiple offer situation.
Wow, a lot of good tips there. And I think one that really stands out is the idea of working with a real estate agent. I mean, most people buy a few properties over the course of their life, but this is your life and you deal with this every day.
Yes, and just for people, like, that having a home is their biggest generation of wealth in their lifetime, so it's a big decision.
So a lot of good tips there. Obviously, every transaction is unique, but following some of these guidelines can certainly increase a buyer's chances.
Absolutely. It definitely pays to hire a professional.
All right, Mary Gilbert, how do folks get in contact with you?
Definitely, Kyle. You guys can reach us at 541-371-5500. Our office is at 2658 Northeast Stephen Street in Roseburg.
All right, Mary Gilbert, thanks for being on this morning.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Kyle. Have a great weekend, everyone.